A Solemn Warning and Appeal. St. Helena, California, March 24, 1906. The past night, many things in reference to the past experience given me of the Lord were vividly reviewed, the rise and progress of Seventh-day Adventists, and the part that I had been called to act in this matter. Scenes of the richest blessings that no tongue can describe were presented when the evidence of the truths was substantiated to us beyond any doubt. The health reform principles were presented to me, affecting the lives of all with whom we labored, who would receive the message which concerned their physical and mental and moral well-being. As I received light on these subjects, I spoke to large crowds, and I know the Holy Spirit was upon me to develop the remarkable truths upon health reform. It was the Lord who gave me the light and the words to express the light. I carried out in my example the teachings given me, and the Lord prepared the way before me. The blessing of God came in such a marked manner upon me that the people witnessed it, as they recognized the voice of the Lord through the human agency. I am instructed to reproduce and bring before the people the light that the Holy Spirit has given me, and in no case to withhold it. God has permitted me, His messenger, to live and repeat the messages of the past. Christ now has a work for you to do. When the shepherds of the flock, who have believed the truth, are led into forbidden paths through deceptive false testimonies, meet it with all the decision that the Holy Spirit will impart. Not a pin, not a pillar, is to be moved. Not one step is to be taken in commingling worldly science and the bringing in of new light. We cannot do this. This is why the Lord has instructed that the truth that has been revealed should be brought out in clear, simple, instructive style, that high and low will be impressed that the Spirit of God is in the printed pages. Angels of God will impress all minds that will be prepared to receive the light. Men who are under the sway of a spirit, not pure, not true, must not be allowed to deceive to their ruin, if possible, the very chosen of God. I testify in the name of the Lord that step by step erring, unsanctified, unholy influences will be exercised to deceive those who suppose that these men are true and loyal, when they are working to deceive, if possible, the very elect. And through the deceptive influences, through the way they present the testimonies God has given, they seek to destroy those souls who will listen to their satanic sophistries. In the name of the Lord I will meet it, and I will call things by their right name. The devising, the planning, the underhanded work God pronounces to be the work of satanic agencies upon human minds. Human minds are deceived and led, as were the angels, to receive the words spoken by the ones whom Satan has succeeded in misleading. God is not asleep. God is not dead. He has permitted light to come to men to keep them from ruining their own souls. If they trust to their own judgment to discern what is good or what is evil, after the Lord has sent warnings, they are left without excuse. One thing is certain, in that which I have written in the books published, and under the same dictation of God, in the thousands of pages that are to be published, I am to devote no time to enter into controversy. I have been warned that time would be thus consumed, as it has been for the many years, retarding the work of God. Go forward. Hold firmly the banner, the commandments of God, and the testimony of Jesus Christ. Revelation 12, verse 17. There will soon be a new heaven and new earth wherein dwelleth righteousness. The Lord has instructed me that our physical and mental and moral powers will, under the Holy Spirit's guidance, be trained to carry on the work in all purity, in all goodness, without one thread of Satan's science brought in to spoil the pattern Christ has given us. The powers and faculties that have been sanctified in righteousness will be employed, strengthened, and prepared to do the works of heaven's appointment. He that used the two talents entrusted in this life will, in the future life, show that his talents have not been corrupted. They will be used on a wider and nobler plan in the future life. There is appointed to every man his certain work. Those who are partakers of the divine nature, having escaped the corruptions which are in the world through lust, will reveal a purified life in this time of preparation for the higher life. They commence to live the life of the heavenly order here below, and carry the divine nature with them into every line of work. No swindlers have a place in the heavenly courts. No falsifiers, no liars, no adulterers, no cruel-minded persons will be there. They will never see his face. When Christ comes, he takes those who have purified their souls by obeying the truth. Some will go into the grave who are now in active life, and some will be alive and be changed when Christ shall come. This mortal shall put on immortality, and these corruptible bodies, subject to disease, will be changed from mortal to immortal. We shall then be gifted with a higher nature. The bodies of all who purify their souls by obeying the truth shall be glorified. They will have fully received and believed in Jesus Christ. To all who follow his example in his life in this world, he has given power to become the sons of God. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall ye also appear with him in glory. Mortify therefore your members which are upon the earth, fornication, uncleanness, inordinate affection, evil concupiscence, and covetousness, which is idolatry. For which things sake the wrath of God cometh on the children of disobedience, in the which ye also walked some time, when ye lived in them. But now ye also put off all these, anger, wrath, malice, blasphemy, filthy communication out of your mouth. Lie not one to another, seeing that ye have put off the old man with his deeds, and have put on the new man, which is renewed in knowledge after the image of him that created him, where there is neither Greek nor Jew, circumcision nor uncircumcision, barbarian, Scythian, bond nor free, but Christ is all and in all. Put on, therefore, as the elect of God, holy and beloved, bowels of mercies, kindness, humbleness of mind, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another, and forgiving one another, if any man have a quarrel against any, even as Christ forgave you, so also do ye. And above all these things put on charity, which is the bond of perfectness. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also ye are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly in all wisdom, teaching and admonishing one another in psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, singing with grace in your hearts to the Lord. And whatsoever ye do in word or deed, do all in the name of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks to God and the Father by him. Wives, submit yourselves unto your own husbands, as it is fit in the Lord. Husbands, love your wives, and be not bitter against them. Children, obey your parents in all things, for this is well-pleasing unto the Lord. Fathers, provoke not your children to anger, lest they be discouraged. Servants, obey in all things your masters according to the flesh, not with eye service, as men-pleasers, but in singleness of heart, fearing God. And whatsoever ye do, do it heartily, as to the Lord, and not unto men, knowing that of the Lord ye shall receive the reward of the inheritance, for ye serve the Lord Christ. But he that doeth wrong shall receive for the wrong which he hath done, and there is no respect of persons. Colossians 3, verse 1-25. Heaven is full of the glory of God. What can I say that will awaken the almost spiritually paralyzed sensibilities of many young and those of mature age, that will break the spell of the artful deceiver that is upon you, that you will see what losses you are sustaining in not employing all the powers of your mind, soul, and strength to do the commandments of God in sincerely using all the gifts you may attain in sanctified, spiritual action, that you may be prepared to become members of the royal family, perfecting your Christian character for the noble use above. So many were presented before me who have lost the image of God and are assimilating the likeness of evil angels, working out their ways and carrying out their science, just according to their designs, they will be in their lot and receive of their fate. Oh, my soul cries out for the Lord Jesus to come, and come quickly. Let the wicked science of Satan end speedily. God calls upon every church to arouse and give to the world the evidence that we are the denominated people of God to represent the truth in practical lines. You are a light shining in a dark place.